Have you ever been stuck in fear or felt trapped, like you didn't know how you were going to face whatever it was you were supposed to face? Well, today we are going to break off any fear that may be hampering what you know you're supposed to do or perhaps what you are trying to face. Welcome to 1224, where we want to empower you to live your very best life through biblical inspiration and through connecting with Jesus in at least 12 minutes of meditative worship. Why 12 minutes? Well, because research has shown that meditating on a good God for at least 12 minutes has the ability to create new healthy neural pathways in our brain. That's new ways of thinking that align with the one we're worshiping. So, hey, if you're just joining us, we're so glad to have you check us out. And if you've been listening for a while, well, hey, don't forget to like and subscribe and share with a friend. We have been so excited to see how you guys have said this has been transforming the way you think and the way you live. So a few years ago, I was going after a master's in choral conducting, and I gotta tell you, I was pretty intimidated by it. I was stuck in, I don't know how I'm going to do this. What if the students don't like me? What if my advisor doesn't like me? What if I freeze? Whatever it is. And God was so good because, well, He is good. He reminded me of Isaiah 41:10. And I memorized it. And it says this: "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, for I am the Lord your God who upholds your right hand." And I got to tell you, in doing something like conducting where I was using my hand a lot, it was so comforting to know that it was His righteous one that was upholding mine. But that's the truth for whatever we face. And it may seem incredibly intimidating. And yes, God totally saw me through that. I ended up having so much fun. And I was so glad that I pushed through the fear because it was really just a lie telling me I couldn't do it. But I know from firsthand experience because that cycle tends to repeat itself. Before I started this channel, I knew I was supposed to do it. But I also was pretty stuck in fear because there was a lot of failure to be had and looking stupid, or what if I don't represent God well, or what if nobody watches, which I was fine with because I knew I was just supposed to be obedient. But at the same time, that fear of failure can feel pretty strong as well. And maybe you're facing life without a loved one suddenly, or the loss of a job and you don't know if you'll ever get another one you like, or maybe it's something God's asked you to do, talking to your neighbors, and you're just so afraid of whatever that is, parenting, being a wife or a husband. But God doesn't want us stuck in fear. He says, "I haven't given you a spirit of fear. I've given you a spirit of power and of love and of self-control." And here's where we get to use our self-control, because we can choose right now to meditate on His goodness, to meditate on His truth. So as we dive in to this worship meditation, I want to encourage you, maybe you want to pull out your Bibles. I've got the verses in the description, and we're going to be singing through the Word in the words of God Himself as He tells us to not fear. Holy Spirit, we just invite you here right now. Come inhabit these words, inhabit our thoughts. May we be transformed into a people who do not operate in fear. Thank you. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear or anxiously look about. Do not fear, for do not fear, for I am with you. Do not fear or anxiously look about, for strengthen, I will help. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. I will strengthen, I will help. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, for I am your God. For perfect love casts our fear. 'Cause there is no fear in love. Perfect love casts our fear. Be strong.
You are love.
Thank you, Jesus. That whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We just bind that spirit of fear over us right now, over everyone who's watching, who's listening. Open our eyes to believe that you are for us. Your love casts out fear. May you go in a spirit of that love, in a spirit of courage, knowing that he is with you and his love is ever present in every step, in everything that you do. Be blessed.